Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here's our podcast for this week.
Yeah, well, I guess here's hoping that the podcast actually works this week, seeing as we had a little bit of technical difficulties last week. That was fun.
It didn't sound like you were having fun.
I was basically pulling out my hair for the entire week, trying to get the... I felt like Joe Pesci on Home Alone. That's how my week's been going. How's your week been going, guys?
Still not working.
Yeah.
Chilling. Getting a lot
Very
of...
Very nice.
Well, I've played more video games, like total hours of playing, not like specific games, because I've mainly been playing Resident Evil 3, 2, and now 1. I'm working my way backwards on the remakes. And I just got Doom Eternal, and I started playing that a little bit. But basically, in the last week, I've played more video games, probably in that time span, than I have total in the last 5 years. And that includes when I first got Breath of the Wild and my Switch.
Okay.
So, a lot of video game playing. The girlfriend's getting a lot of house projects done.
Very nice.
But, yeah, just doing what I can. Sitting around waiting until I can go back to work.
Right.
Travis?
I've been, you know, the same as Alan. Been watching a lot of movies, playing a lot of video games. Still playing through Red Dead Redemption, and I want to get that new Dragon Ball Z game that came out, like, 3-4 months ago. I want to do that, and other than that, yeah, just waiting to go back to work.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, I guess, you know, since I'm kind of been home a lot more recently here, too, I just kind of throw my, you know, video games out there. Mm-hmm. I finally had a chance to play through... Tomb Raider, the 2013 game that the movie is based off of.
Ooh.
The new movie was based off of, I should say.
The one with not Angelina Jolie.
Alicia Vikander, yes.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. That right there is the first game that I've gone through and finished, like gone through the last boss and everything like that in, oh man, yeah, probably close to 5 years.
Oh wow. Okay.
Dang.
I don't finish many video games.
Yeah, well, what's the last video game you beat before that?
I don't know, because I didn't finish Breath of the Wild.
Which you should.
Which I should.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other stuff that I've played has been, it's like, you know, Mario Kart and Super Smash Bros. And that kind of stuff. So there's that. You know, not really an ending of a game. You know, it's more multiplayer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, honestly, probably the last game that I played to completion was Black Ops 2, Call of Duty.
Okay, so it hasn't been that terribly long.
I mean, it's been a little while. I mean, how long has Black Ops 2 been out for?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Well, that seems like such a long time ago since Call of Duty Black Ops 2 has been out.
Right.
How long is it? Is someone looking it up?
Yep. November 12th, 2012.
Oh, what? 2012? Wow. Damn. Almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That was back with PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
And now we got PS5 and Xbox. What's the new one called?
No idea.
I don't know. I'm going Sony this time. I'm going with a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Do it. That's the way I like. That's what I've been getting on. No, and I really enjoy my PS4.
Well, I was just gonna say. I just feel like Sony and PlayStation have like more exclusive titles.
Yeah.
Like I was so stoked about the the Final Fantasy VII remake. I was like, I'm going to buy that and I'm going to play through that during the quarantine. They're like, only on PS4. I was like, son of a... And I was like, I'm not going to buy PS4 just to play Final Fantasy with PS5 coming out in like 9 months or whatever, however long it's coming.
Weren't you kind of saying that about the PS4 for Spider-Man as well?
Yep. So I guess I have two exclusive games I could, but still, with the PS5 coming out in like a few months, it doesn't make sense for me to get a PS4. Especially when those games will be backwards compatible, so I can just wait to play them.
Right.
Most definitely. And I can say, too, Spider-Man's a very good game, so I think you'll like it, Alan.
Good. I'll let you know what I think of it come Thanksgiving.
Sounds good. Fantastic. Perfect. Can't wait.
Alrighty. Well, I think it's about that time that we jump into some movie news.
We have some this week.
We actually do.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of surprised me a little bit, but one thing that I saw was that the Dune photos were released from Denis Villeneuve. Mm-hmm. I can never pronounce his last name, and I apologize for the butchering of it. But at the same time, you know, it's like with the cast that they have gathered for that, it's going to be pretty good.
Oh, dude, they look good. I was looking at those. I am. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people super imposing. Goodness. Why can't I think of his name?
I mean, Josh Brolin.
No, not the Josh.
Jason Momoa.
Star Wars. Apocalypse.
Oh, Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac's screenshot, his one. They kept, someone like did a edit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it a Metal Gear Solid. So okay. It's pretty sweet.
Very nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but regardless... When is Dune supposed to come out again?
I think winter.
So that's not going to get pushed back, hopefully.
Let me just double check and make sure that I'm not, you know, I mean, it might be spring of next year too.
Yeah, but either way.
No, it's this year.
November?
It's this year. Expected December 18th.
Oh, yeah.
So Christmas season.
That'll still come out.
The one person that in the set photos that I did not recognize was Jason Momoa.
Oh yeah,
he shaved his beard.
Oh yeah, wow.
It's,
okay,
it's a little weird. Have you seen him, Travis?
I have not. No, I've honestly have not seen the original Dune, so I don't have any feelings towards this right now.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, it's more the cast and crew that's involved in it. You know, with, like I said, the director, Denis Villeneuve, and then obviously, like we were saying before, Oscar Isaac, Josh Brolin, Dave Bautista, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Zendaya, Stellan Skarsgård, David Desmalchian. I mean, it's kind of a lot of,
it's kind of stacked,
a lot of names that, stand out to me.
It's going to be very, very, very star studded.
Absolutely.
And Travis, I recommend you watch the original.
Okay. All right. I will check it out.
Fantastic. All righty. Well, I guess moving on. Alan, did you want to take this next one here?
Yeah. So we discussed this a couple months ago, maybe even a month ago. I don't know. I'm losing track of my days now. It is official. Sam Raimi is now taking over the helm of Doctor Strange 2.
Yes.
And I couldn't be happier.
He's the perfect person to do that movie.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's absolutely perfect. Yep.
And it kind of, it's, the fact that he did, like, he kind of, you know, I would definitely say helped. No, I wouldn't even say kind of. He definitely played a huge role in kickstarting the superhero movie boom. In fact, his movie is the one that did it. X-Men, kind of, but like Spider-Man was the huge. That was the one that blew it up.
Definitely.
The original Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it's only fitting that he gets his due in the MCU. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I know when we were talking about it before, you know, we were talking about how he has, you know, kind of that horror, more of a horror kind of past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Evil Dead. and Army of Darkness.
Yep, absolutely.
Drag Me to Hell more recently.
Yep.
Yep, and he's been producing Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched a couple episodes of that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. He has that horror, and I know that they were saying that's kind of where they wanted to take Multiverse of Madness, is kind of more that direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like you're saying, perfect pick is what it's sounding like.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hopefully Marvel lets him do his thing and doesn't end with a split from creative differences.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like if you bring on someone like Sam Raimi, you're going to let him do his thing, like the way he does it.
Mm-hmm. You would think.
Hope so. Like, I don't know about you, at least for Alan, but I want to see, like, that Evil Dead, kind of like the zooming through the forest sort of thing in there. That'd be pretty cool. I don't know if they would actually have it or what they would do with it, but that'd just be something cool to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be just to see his touch, essentially, on the movie would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all I had for this week. Like, my big news, I mean, nothing. We all know that AMC is still on the verge of being bankrupt.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could say that they're anticipating that movie theaters will be open by July.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, if for me, it's like, at this point, if all the movies are getting pushed back to late summer and the fall, I mean, I'm not going to be terribly upset if movie theaters are closed till July.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely going to be... It's going to be very strange.
Yeah, and I feel like they're not going to be busy when they open up.
The first couple of... At least couple of weeks, I would think, once movie theaters are back running again here and everything like that, it's going to be a very strange couple of weeks while... You know, movies aren't coming out, or maybe there's a few theaters that are open, but other theaters aren't, and it's going to be, you know, unprecedented times here.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. I mean, first chance I get, I'm going to go to the theater. Like, depending on what movie's coming out, like, the nearest one I can think of that's still coming out in the summer is Wonder Woman, like, off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be excited when they open back up. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I'm just missing out on the experience. I mean, going to a movie is just a fantastic experience, and I totally miss it. I miss everything about it. Like, watching a movie at home is great. It's great at great and all, but there's just something about that movie theater experience.
We like going to the movies so much. It's like we should almost, you know, do a show about it or something.
Oh, exactly. That's so right.
Weird.
yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's basically all that we had for movie news specifically. Did you guys have anything else that you wanted to talk about here?
I don't.
Not news wise, no.
Okay, Travis.
Nope, I don't have anything.
Alrighty. Well, I think then what we're going to do is, I know the past couple of weeks we've done film plots explained badly, and last week in the lost episode we actually had a little bit of movie trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this week, Alan, you're saying that we are going to be doing some more movie trivia.
We may as well. I thought it was a lot of fun. I was kind of upset that one got lost. I was like, dang. I was like, that was a good episode. It was 90s movie trivia, just so everyone's aware.
Right.
But now we're just going general. This is I think this will be a good one.
Alrighty.
Okay, so we're going Travis versus Johnny. Yeah.
Sounds all right.
Anybody, any of you guys want to get any good smack talk in, or any predictions, or?
Well, considering Alan's audio is kind of cutting in and out for me, I mean, I probably won't get to hear it as soon as John does, so I'll probably lose. But I'll give it the best go.
You mean, oh, you said my audio's cutting out on your end?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird because, like, I can hear Alan just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But your, Travis, your audio every once in a while will kind of just sit there and it's like, oh, you guys get...
yep.
It's cool. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do this.
We got John versus Travis. The rematch. All right. Let's do this. First question. Okay. After all, tomorrow is another day. Was the last line in which Oscar-winning Best Picture? Did you hear that one, Travis?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I need a hint.
Yep.
Let's see. What's a good one? Clark Gable.
Was it Casablanca?
No. Close.
What was that, Travis?
I was just saying, trying to think.
Oh. Clark Gable. What is it? What's the name? No.
No. You're not falling away from anything.
No.
No.
Do we need another hint?
I think I know it. No, I know it. It's why can't I think of the name?
I know it's crazy. That's crazy talk.
It's Gone with the Wind.
There.
I knew it. Yes. Like I was sitting there. I was like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And you know, the big huge house fire and that, you know, they had the horses and everything running around. Mm-hmm. And I knew it. I just couldn't think of the name. I was like, Wind in the Willows? No.
I was debating that being my next hint. I was either going to say, frankly, my dear, and then leave it at that, or I was going to tell you that this movie is the highest grossing film ever made when adjusted for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Are we ready for the next question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is the only person to win an Oscar for Best Director for the only movie he ever directed?
So he only directed one movie and it won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna need a hint.
Yeah,
he was co-credited as a director and also choreographer.
Also choreographer.
Mm-hmm. This movie came out in 1961.
Can you say who's in it?
I mean, I could probably tell you the movie, and I don't know if you'll get the name still.
Okay.
So he was a co-credit as a director on West Side Story.
Oh. Yeah, I've got no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, Jerome Robbins. All right, so.
Yep, nope.
Okay. All right, next question. Who is the most nominated actor in Academy history?
The most nominated?
Yep.
Clark Gable.
Meryl Streep?
Nope.
Is this like a what you would consider a main, like a A-list actor that everybody would...
You would, yes, 100%.
Okay.
He hasn't done a movie in probably 10 years.
Was it Daniel Day-Lewis or something?
Nope.
Paul Newman?
He is actually tied for third.
Ooh, okay.
This person has 12 nominations.
Okay.
Can we get two movies that he's in?
Oh, God.
Or that I guess I should say that they are in.
Okay, let me think of a good...
I mean, unless it's Tom Hanks.
It's not Tom Hanks.
Because he's been in a movie in the last decade.
Yeah.
Right.
Or two or seven.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, well, we talked about... that's too... Okay. Okay, he is... I can't give you his movies because as soon as I name two of them, it's going to be very obvious. He is So you know it's a he. Mm-hmm. He is 80. Yep. He's 82 years old.
Is it Clint Eastwood?
Huh?
Clint Eastwood?
Nope. Okay.
Morgan Freeman?
Nope. Okay, I'll try and give you some of his his older movies. So he was in Easy Rider.
Oh.
And he was also in Chinatown.
What's his face? My God, what is it? Not Paul Newman.
All right, I'm going to give you guys...
I can see...
I'm asking...
Okay, yeah, go for it. I'm sorry.
Okay. He was also in The Departed.
Why can't I think of his name? My brain is not working today, I swear.
I guess not.
I don't know.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wait, Jack Nicholson?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my, okay.
Okay.
Who the hell were you thinking of when I said The Departed then? Alec Baldwin?
No, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I was trying to think who was in that movie, and Jack Nicholson's the only one that makes sense now that you say it, but trying to go through it in your head, it's like, But yeah, whatever, it's all good.
All right. Okay, John's up 2-0. Okay.
All right.
Which movie won the most Oscars without winning the top award, Best Picture?
The most Oscars without winning Best Picture?
Yep. This movie lost to The Godfather.
The Godfather? What year did... Oh, I guess that's not really... I was going to say, what year did Godfather come out? But
1972 was the movie year.
Okay.
It was a musical/drama. And it has Liza Minnelli in it.
Was it kind of a, like, at the time, like a risque kind of movie?
I would say so.
My mind is saying like burlesque or something.
You're
like that.
Very close. You're in the category. You're very close. There is a place in downtown Minneapolis similar to that with the name in it. If that helps.
I have no idea if this came out in 1972. Was it like Kinky Boots or something like that?
Nope. I mean, follow. Nope.
Okay.
Follow the burlesque like rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean,
think.
It's not. Is it Some Like It Hot?
Huh?
Is it Some Like It Hot?
No.
No. Okay.
So.
Think
of it like this: burlesque is in a theater on stage, but this is in a nightclub. You're very close with the burlesque. You just got to think of the other like word for the thing you're looking for.
What is it, like striptease or something like that?
Okay, downtown Minneapolis. The place I'm referring to is.
Is it Showgirls?
It's a guy named Ricks.
Was it Showgirls?
Nope. Oh, you guys are close.
The Cabaret.
Yes.
Ay.
You got it.
I was gonna get there eventually.
I was like as soon as John said burlesque, I was like, oh my God. I was like, he's so close. You were so, I was like, oh my God. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. I got nothing.
All right. Well, you got three and Travis has nothing.
Yep.
Okay. You guys ready?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What Cameron Crowe directed Hollywood remake was the setting for the on-screen and real-life romance of married actor Tom Cruise and Spanish star Penelope Cruz?
Penelope Cruz.
Can we get like a time frame?
This movie came out in 2001. It's a remake of a movie that came out in 1997. Penelope Cruz appears in both the original and the remake as the same character.
Right.
Penelope Cruz. It's not like Vanilla Sky, is it?
It absolutely is Vanilla Sky.
Is it really? Okay.
Yep. The erotic thriller Vanilla Sky is a remake of the Alejandro... I'm not pronouncing his last name right, so I'm not even going to try. Plot twisting, Abre los Ojos, Open Your Eyes. That's... Yep.
All right.
Forgive my Spanish. All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Should be a quick one. What was the first James Bond movie to receive an Oscar?
Was it Dr. No for the song or something?
Nope.
No.
Was it Goldfinger?
Even Oscar. Can we get what Oscar it was for?
Best,
like if it was like
best sound effects editing.
Best sound effects
editing. It was also the first one to receive a nomination, period.
Oh, is it like Casino Royale or something?
Nope.
Was it Die Another Day?
No. God, no.
Okay. Another day.
sound effects. Goldfinger.
Yep.
Hey.
Oh, okay. I had said that one too, and you guys must not have heard me. That's okay.
Oh, you did.
I'm okay. Yeah, I didn't, that's okay though.
Oh.
So I had said that one originally, but it's fine. It's all good. No worries.
So Travis got that point then.
Well, we could do like half a point if we want.
I'll give you both one full point.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll take it.
Not that I don't trust you, but we just got to be, you know. Watch the recording comes out, and like when you put out the podcast, Travis is just like, Goldfinger. Nope. Is it Goldfinger? You got it, John. All right. Let's see.
I swear it's not rigged.
All right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which was the first computer animated feature by Pixar to receive a PG rating in the US?
Incredibles.
John was on that one. He was all on it.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, no, that one always stuck out to me just because like it's literally because of action violence or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it got a PG.
Okay. Ready for the next one. Yeah. Travis, make sure your mic's ready.
Yep. Okay.
Which movie ends with this final line of dialogue? Why? She wouldn't even harm a fly.
Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna read it the way it was said, but I was like, I don't want to give it to make it too easy. Easier than it already is. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay. Yep.
Travie McCoy, you ready?
Yep, I'm good. Bring it on.
Okay. Which movie is one of the three in Oscar history to have won the big five? Best picture, best actor, best actress, best director, and best screenplay. I'll give you the, since I said one of three, I'll give you your choices on this one. Ben-Hur, On Golden Pond, Titanic, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. God, why do I keep messing that up?
So out of those four?
Yep. And out of those, it's one of the three to have ever done that.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, I have to let Travis answer before you try again. Or if he says it before you, whatever.
So it's one of those four that you said?
Yeah. Yep. I said, which movie is one of the three in Oscar history to have won the big five? Best picture, best actor, best actress, best director, and best screenplay. The options for you are Ben-Hur, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, On Golden Pond, Titanic.
On Golden Pond.
No.
Okay. Is it One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
It is.
Okay.
There's a lot of Jack Nicholson trivia here.
Yeah, apparently. No kidding.
All right. Let's see which question I want to go with. I'm popping back and forth. Okay. Which Western most recently won Best Picture?
Unforgiven?
Damn, yeah.
All right.
No, that was one we had to watch in class for the one movie class I took in high school.
I wish we had movie classes in high school.
It was really nice because we started off really early in the day for school because obviously, but it was my first class of the day, so I could just sit there and actually wake up while watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
who has won the most Oscars for Best Director?
For Best Director?
What, is it going to be like Disney or something?
No.
Is it Scorsese?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Spielberg.
Nope. This person has won 4 Oscars for Best Director.
Is it like Peter Jackson or something?
Mm-mm.
No.
Old. Think old school.
Old school.
Roman Francis Polanski. Ford Coppola.
It's not Francis Ford Coppola. What'd you say, Travis?
I'm going to say... damn it, now I lost it. Fudge. Robert... No, never mind. Hold on.
Directed Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, God. It's been forever since I've seen that movie.
Right. Anything else that he's directed?
You want the movies that he won for, or just any other movie that he directed?
Honestly, I would say just any other movie.
Yeah.
Well, he directed a movie with a certain man named John Wayne in it. The movie was called The Searchers.
Apparently my directorial knowledge is
his
lacking.
Last name,
by quite
his
a
last
bit.
Name is a car company.
George Buick. what's his first name?
I can't give you his first name.
I know. In the clues, have you said his first name?
He shares the same name as an actor that I mentioned.
Okay, so John mm-hmm. Ford?
Okay.
Yep.
I knew there was Ford in there. That's why I said Francis Ford Coppola. But
you know,
that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that's why I asked if it was if you had said his first name already, because you were talking about John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Chung Wang. John Wayne? That's a terrible cowboy name. Name that movie.
Back to the Future. No.
That's Shanghai Noon.
Oh yeah, it would be. Okay. But I think they said that in Back to the Future Part 2, didn't they?
No, they didn't they say no, that about it was Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, it was Clint Eastwood. I'm stupid.
Because in Shanghai Noon, his name is Chung Wang. And he's like telling him, he's like, Chung Wang. And he's like, John Wayne? That's a terrible cowboy name. Okay.
Well, wasn't that a stage name, too? Isn't John Wayne a stage name?
I believe
name?
It is. I don't think that's his real name. Let me fact check this real quick. Yeah, his real name is Marion Robert Morrison.
Ah.
Yeah. So, yeah, John Wayne was a stage name. And he was Nailed born it. In 1907 in Iowa.
Wow. All
right. We ready, boys?
Yes.
Sure, partner.
Who said this line, greed, for lack of a better word, is good, and in which movie?
Wall Street, Mike Douglas.
Martin.
Travis sniped.
Yeah. Yep. I knew it was Wall
That was
Street.
A good one. That was a... I could have tried to say it like Michael Douglas. Two. Because he always has those pauses when he talks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, righty, righty, tighty. Okay, so we are at 9-3.
Good lord.
And technically he could be up higher, but you tied for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What movie most recently won Best Actor and Best Actress? Hint, we mentioned this, we mentioned the Best Actor before, earlier tonight.
That helps.
He has the most.
So it won Best Actor and Best Actress.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You already know who that.
Is it The Shining?
Nope. But you know the actor, so.
Yep.
So he just recently won, or they both have just, like, recently won both actor and best actress?
This movie is the most recent movie to where the actor and the actress both won best actor and best actress.
Okay. Hmm.
Could we get a year?
1997.
19.
Is it?
Was that the year A Few Good Men came out?
That's not the movie, if that's what you're getting at.
Is it Tom Cruise and Penelope, the Penelope Cruz, or whatever?
Remember, the actor is the one who's won the most Oscars.
Oh, okay.
The actress's initials are HH. I mean, right now, us being able to podcast, like, you know, remotely with microphones and stuff, it's about, you know, being able to podcast remotely is about as... it's good.
A Few Good Men? No.
No.
It's about as good.
So are you saying it's as good as it gets?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
yeah.
HH, Helen Hunt. Yep.
All right.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. This one should be a good one. What was the name of the American actor who starred in Sergio Leone's low-budget spaghetti westerns in the 1960s?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
That was fast.
These are... Wah, wah, wah. These are tougher questions than last week. I'll give you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're good. I like these ones. Which movie had the largest clean sweep in Oscar history?
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That bad boy went 11 of 11.
Yeah, buddy. I figured that one was going to come up at some point in time.
You're just waiting on it, just like, oh, I have this in the back of my head.
Yep.
He probably, well, because of all the Oscar questions I've been asking, he's probably like, all right, this is bound to come up.
There you go, okay.
All right. Another dialogue one. This one hits close to home, boys. Which movie had this line of dialogue as its last line? Two more months.
Could you say it again?
Two more months was the last line in the movie.
It's close to home.
What was that, Travis?
I was just re-saying it in my head. I was just saying, just two more months. Just two more months.
Keep in mind, I said it hits close to home.
What is it, like Fargo or something?
Yes, it is. All right, it is 13-3. Let's see if Travis can mount the biggest comeback ever. All right. What was Robert Duvall's first movie role without dialogue?
His first role without dialogue?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I want to say Raging Bull, but I don't think that's right.
This movie came out in 1962.
Is it...
His character's name was Arthur.
Was it like Bonnie and Clyde or something?
Nope.
Did you say Robert Duvall. De Niro or Robert Duvall?
Duvall.
Okay.
What was his character's name again?
Arthur. Arthur blank Radley.
Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Boo Radley.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
That's why I said blank.
Yeah.
I was like, What was legendary director Cecile B. DeMille, I don't know if I pronounced that right, first and only widescreen feature?
Oh.
Hint, it's his own remake.
I mean, whenever I hear that name, all I can think of is, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. Can we get the film plot explained badly, please?
Self-righteous guy carries a rock up a mountain.
What is it, like Atlas Shrugged or something?
No.
Self-righteous guy carries a rock up a mountain. Oh, 10 Commandments.
Yes.
Hey.
How do you like that film plot?
I mean, technically he carried them down the mountain, but...
Yeah. all right.
Gotcha.
We'll do a couple more, see if Travis can even have a whimper of hope. All right. There's technically two of them. Tell you what. You only have to name one, but if Travis can name both of them, I'll give you 5 points.
Ooh. All right.
Keep in mind, if John names one first, he still gets a point, but if you can name both, I'll still give you the 5 points.
Okay.
Which two movies have received the most Oscar nominations ever?
Titanic and Lord of the Rings Return of the King?
Nope.
Dark Knight.
Oh, nope.
How many Oscars were they nominated for?
14 apiece.
Okay.
Gone with the Wind?
Rings of Two Towers.
Huh? What'd you say, Travis?
Is it Gone with the Wind?
Nope.
No, okay.
And it wasn't Lord of the Rings of Two Towers?
Nope.
Jurassic Park?
No. Nope.
Avatar?
No. At this point, Travis, if you can just name one of them, I'll still honor your 5 points.
Gee, thanks.
I mean, dude, it's okay, 15 to 3. If I give him 5, that makes it 15 to 8, and then he has a sliver of hope.
Most Oscar nominations.
Is there any chance we might be able to get years?
1997, and the other is 1950.
American Beauty? No, that's 99. Sorry, never mind.
What'd you say, Travis?
I said American Beauty, but that's 99.
Mm.
Not Titanic.
No, it was Titanic, wasn't it?
It was, Travis, come on! I was even playing this very faintly in the background.
Yeah, no, that's what I heard, and I was like, wait. No, that's Titanic music there.
It was Titanic, yes.
I was sitting here. That's why I said Avatar, because James Cameron.
He goes, it's not Titanic. I'm like, I even tried to keep it quiet. I was like, mm. Like if you listen very closely, you'll hear me when you go, it's not Titanic. Just, I go, mm.
Just kick me off this podcast now, I swear.
I'm more impressed that John heard like that, so because I had it like down here.
Yeah, no, I can barely hear it in my headphones. Like I was, I actually leaned towards my computer because I was like, oh, let me get a better listen to that.
Yeah, because if nobody said anything, I was about to give you this. I mean, you have to know it's Titanic then. Yeah, I mean, you knew it before.
Yeah. But...
I kind of want to know the other one.
All about Eve.
Okay.
All right. Well, at this point, Travis is not catching up, so we'll do one.
Yeah, no.
Okay, this will be a good final question. Another Oscar one. Which movies have won the most Oscars? There's three of them.
Titanic, All About Eve, and...
Nope. All About Eve was only nominated for the most.
There's only nominated.
There's
okay.
Three movies, and they've all won 11 Oscars each.
Well, okay, Titanic. So,
yep.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Yep.
Alright, Travis, I'll give you a huge bonus if you get the last one.
Gone with the Wind?
No, but it is an old movie. It's from the 50s. Recently had a terrible remake.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I don't know if they remade that.
Yeah, no, it was the one with what's her face, where like she whispered something to the person sitting in the chair, and then they got, you know, shot up into space through the roof.
Mm. Sounds terrible, but no.
Yeah, it got pretty critically panned. Is it Cat People? No, wait, that's the 40s.
It involves chariots.
Ben-Hur.
Oh, Ben-Hur.
Sorry, Travis.
It's okay.
I heard him at the last minute, like, hey. Wait.
Sorry, I heard chariots and I just had to say Ben-Hur.
Yeah, you're fine. I'll just lick my wounds later.
Well, this concludes another round of John versus Travis movie trivia. Your winner for this week is John. John, take a digital bow. He's bowing. Tune in next week for Trivia Madness.
Well, I believe, gentlemen, that it is about time for some movie recommendations. Did you have a chance to get any movie recommendations ready to go for this week?
I do have mine ready, but you're going before me. I don't want to be first.
I'm going before you.
Yeah.
Travis, do you have one ready yet?
Do you not have one?
I do, yeah.
I do.
Oh. Hold on.
I'm just wondering if Travis does.
I have one ready.
You got one?
Yeah, I do.
Am I going first this time?
Yeah, you can go first this time. Since right. You're the winner.
Alrighty. Just give me a second here. I gotta pull up the plot synopsis quick.
Okay.
That's what I forgot to do. There we go. That is long. Okay. So, basically, the one that I have that I'm recommending is a little bit of an older movie this week. Over on IMDb, it's sitting at a 7.6 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes. It is actually sitting at a 95% critic score. And then over on Metacritic, it has a 75. So, I mean, it's doing pretty good. But like I said, it's a little bit of an older movie as well. It is a little bit, well, it's not really even a longer movie. Wow, it's a lot shorter than I was thinking. The movie is Jeremiah Johnson.
Hmm.
Now, this one, it was directed by Sidney Pollack. It has Robert Redford in it as Jeremiah Johnson. Basically, a mountain man who wishes to live the life of a hermit becomes the unwilling object of a long vendetta by the Crow tribe and proves to be a match for their warriors in single combat on the early frontier. Now, I mean, this one basically is, if you've ever seen the meme on the internet of the gentleman with the beard just kind of looking over and nodding his head.
Yeah, Robert.
Very slowly.
Robert Redfield.
That's Robert Redford.
Redford.
In Sorry. Jeremiah Johnson. Yeah, that's from this movie.
Yeah, that's, I knew, I don't know why I said Redfield, but yeah. No, I remember when I learned that was Robert Redford, I was like, no way.
Yep. And, I mean, basically, you know, this, I really enjoy this movie. You know, I've been able, lucky enough to kind of watch it from when I was younger. My dad showed it to me, everything like that. You know, and I haven't had a chance to watch it in a while, but that's why I have it recommended this week, because I really want to watch it again. Speaking of being able to watch it, though, if you want to watch it, and it's something that, you know, might interest you, you can always, it looks like you can rent it from Fandango, Amazon, YouTube, Google, Apple, Vudu, Microsoft, Redbox, all those normal ones. If you wanted to buy it, you could also get it from all of those as well, just full-on buy it and own it as a digital copy. I mean, it's less than 2 hours long. So, I mean, there's something there to say about that. But absolutely, it's something that I feel not a lot of people nowadays either remember it or even know about it, even though that meme is pretty, you know, known on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Great recommendation.
Thank you.
All right, Travis.
All right.
Am I going next, or are you going next?
If you want to go next, you can. Otherwise, I can go.
I'll go. So.
Okay.
Not on purpose, but I am recommending another David Fincher movie. But the movie I am recommending came out in 1995. It is a drama, mystery, suspense. I don't even know if John has seen this, because I don't know if it's up his alley as movies that he'd want to watch, but I think he has seen it. But the movie I am recommending, can you guys guess?
Not off the top of my head, no.
I am recommending Seven.
Ah.
So
wait, which one?
Seven.
Seven? Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think a lot of people realize that that's a David Fincher movie, one of his earlier ones at that point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'll just read the synopsis because it explains it. Oh my god, that's long. Never mind. Yeah, basically they are pursuing a murderer or serial killer who is essentially utilizing the seven deadly sins, hence the title Seven. Sorry, Diggs was on the desk. What would you even categorize that as? How he kills them, representing the seven deadly sins. What's the word you would use?
I mean, it's not really a personification of the stuff. It's
right. More so, example, you know, like the guy he stuffs, you know, to represent gluttony, he stuffs the guy full to, you know, basically kill him. And mm-hmm. then, you know, wealthy defense lawyer is made to cut off a pound of his own flesh, you know, as a penance for greed and so on and so forth. You know, lust, sloth, pride, wrath, all of it is represented in the way that he murders these people. And the two detectives, i.e. Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, or Detective William Somerset and Detective David Mills. Remember, that was a part of our trivia last week, too.
I do, yep.
Well, we yeah. remember. Our listeners don't.
And, of course, Kevin Spacey doesn't have a name, essentially. John Doe. But, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to pursue this killer. And it gets kind of crazy. And there's some twists in it. If you haven't seen it, there's some good twists. Or a good twist, I should say. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. twist. That's but yeah, that's one. My that's my very, recommendation, very boys.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Sweet. I sleep in the bed by myself. It is fantastic. Go on. All right. Read some books.
So... All right, so my recommendation is a little bit different for me considering it's a documentary, but it is from 1999 and it's called Beyond the Mat.
Ooh, I've seen that.
It is very, very good. It's directed by Barry W. Blostein, and it is, what it says on IMDb, it is a heartfelt documentary focusing on the day today lives of professional wrestlers, some on the rise, some on the wane, and some fighting for their lives. It's basically like the story of pro wrestling a little bit, and also kind of their kind of like what they have to go through to be on the road and what they go through in the ring and all the violence. And it's pretty intense to watch, but it's very, very good. I highly recommend it. It's got, you know, like Mick Foley. He's one of the more popular ones. There's Jake the Snake Roberts, all this and that. If you know wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but yeah, I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix.
I was going to say, go and watch it. It looks like the Governator's in there as well.
Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep. Also has The Rock in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Gotcha, gotcha. Very nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Fantastic. Well, I think those are some recommendations for everybody. Another recommendation for you is to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have all of those. Facebook.com/moviesareathing. Twitter and Instagram @moviesareathing. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that @moviesareathing. We also have a Patreon if you want to help support the podcast. Patreon.com/moviesareathing. Again, no spaces, dashes, slashes at the end there. Patreon.com/moviesareathing. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Give us a, you know, whatever you would like to do. That'd be amazing. We'd love it. Come and talk to us. It's pretty fun. Other than that, do you guys think we might be able to actually do a stream this weekend here? You guys got any plans?
Tentatively, I could say it should be feasible, as long as my internet doesn't crap out again.
I should be okay. Yeah, that should be fine.
Oh, wait, it wasn't even Saturday. It wasn't okay. Even that was 2 weeks. Oh, okay. That's what I was like, wait a minute. It wasn't even me last time.
Yeah, no, I was sitting here pulling out my hair, trying to get the audio to work so I could get the other episode, the lost episode, edited, but it never worked. So that's why we didn't stream this last weekend. But yeah, absolutely. Give us a join or follow us. twitch.tv/moviesareathing. Again, no spaces, dashes, slashes at the end of that. twitch.tv/moviesareathing. Yeah. I really don't got anything else for the podcast here, guys. Do you got,
I don't either.
I do not.
Okay. Well, I believe, in that case...
Here it comes. Cue the outro!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
I'm recording in all of my stuff here too.
So do I have to hit record on anything, or am I just good? No,
you are good to go, Alan. Don't have to worry about that.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know, right? So, everybody ready?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Cool, cool. I think we're good to go.
That was the first time Travis's wasn't delayed on my end.
That's good.
Perfect.
Hey.
Not saying if it was anything to do with Travis in particular. I'm just saying, like, maybe it was, I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
I got a quiz all pulled up and ready to when we get to that.
Okay. Perfect. So, let's go ahead and then get started, I guess, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not hearing anybody now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, we're just being really quiet.
Was it Die Another Day?
What was that, Travis?
Was it Die Another Day?
You muffled out again.
Was it Die Another Day?
No.
Diggs, knock it off.
Okay, sorry.